Good morning. I am Susan, but this is all about God. Did you ever think that a haircut could be used to bring glory to God's name? Well, listen to this story. It was July of 2015, and my husband, Lewis, and I go to the Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center in Asheville, and we were taking an intensive Bible seminar studying Zechariah. And the teacher, Dr. Walt Kaiser, was talking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Days later, I was getting my hair cut in this little hair salon in Advance, North Carolina. It's a little busy, buzzing hair salon with manicures, pedicures, hair, the whole thing, men and women. The shop was full, and the hairstylist, Wita, said one sentence to me. She said, "Susan, give me one tidbit about Zechariah." And I said, "One." I said, "I was there all week long." And she said, "Well, just pick one thing." And y'all, immediately this one thought just floated to the front of my mind. And so I was telling about how Dr. Kaiser had just returned from Israel. He goes on some archaeological digs and does tremendous study there. And he had met a team of scientists. Some of them were from National Geographic. And they were puzzled over an unusual seismographic report from the Mount of Olives. And Dr. Kaiser was at the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, with this team of scientists. And they were pulling out these sheets of paper. And, you know, seismographic reports show you the direction, the intensity, and the time of an earthquake. But, y'all, these reports showed a little hairline crack that was running east to west. And the scientist said, "Well, now we know this Mount of Olives sits on a major earthquake fault." And they pulled out all their documents and their books, and they showed Dr. Kaiser, who is well-schooled in the Old Testament. But they showed him how this north-south fault runs from Mount Hermon, northwest of the Sea of Galilee, down through the Jordan River, down to the Dead Sea, on down to the Gulf of Aqaba, into the Sinai, follow on down into Egypt, go into Sudan, down to Uganda, and then it ends at Victoria Falls at the equator in Africa. So a little bit of geography, if you just follow what I just described, what direction is that fault? From Mount Hermon down to Victoria Falls? North-south. Well, these scientists were baffled. And they said, "How can this hairline crack be running east to west when it's sitting on a north-south fault?" And Dr. Kaiser said, "Well, I can tell you that. It's in God's Word, Zechariah 14:4. On that day, the end times, his, Jesus' feet, will stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south." Well, after that, Dr. Kaiser came back and taught this seminar, and he was describing this to us, and I was describing this in the hair salon. And y'all, that's when the whole place just went silent. I mean, scissors stopped. The shampoo basin stopped. Every conversation stopped. And it was like popcorn all over that salon. And I and my stylist and I heard women saying, and men, saying, "Who said that? How does she know that's true? Where did she get that? Did she say that was in the Bible somewhere?" Well, from that, my stylist asked me to teach the book of Zechariah at her house for her birthday party. I've never done a Zechariah birthday party. But I learned you can do glory to God at a breakfast. The way she set this up, I taught. We ate breakfast at 9:30. And then I taught Zechariah from 10 till 2. What a glorious way to spend a birthday, right? From that, we also had Ezekiel birthday parties. But the sweetest part of this story is what happened when seven women came up to the shop owner and to me and said, "Susan, we want to know why you believe the Bible so strongly. We want you to teach us the Bible at your house on Thursdays from 4 to 5:15. They had it all set up according to their schedules. You see how God opened that door? And all he did was ask me by faith to walk through it. That was 3 years ago. We have been studying Jonah. We've studied Job. We've gone through the Psalms. We're in 1 Peter now. And some of my friends are here with me today from that Thursday Bible study. Y'all, all I do is study and prepare. Ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Put on two pots of coffee. Open the door. and in come the people who are hungry to know about God's word. You see, Oswald Chambers said years ago, quote, "If you give God the right to yourself, he will make a holy experiment out of you. And God's experiments always succeed," end quote. So there's no substitute for the sharp truth of God's word. People are hungry to know it, to hear it, and then to follow it. I'll leave you with one question today. There's an old Arabian proverb, and it asks the question, what is the greatest crime in the desert? The greatest crime in the desert. It's finding water and then keeping silent. May we hunger to know the scriptures and then be willing to be changed by them for the glory of our God. 1 Chronicles 16:24, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all the peoples. To God be the glory.